sized red one. We are going. How's the How's the things looking? Fantastic. Are the wavelengths at the proper length?
My dick's the proper length.
For a baby.
For a baby.
Oh wow.
For me to poop on.
For me to poop on.
Well, there's the opening for this fucking episode.
For me to poop on.
The hell did my phone go?
Your butt.
In your butt?
My butt.
For me to poop on. It's so good. It's so good.
All right.
Struck by the iron's hot. They're out of your dick. And your fuck.
Skull candies, you can lick my balls, bro.
I know you're getting fed it like your Dr. Dre.
Dude, these sound fucking great in my head, and I don't know.
In my head.
And I don't know how much different my fucking ears are from yours. I know yours are full of hair and prejudice.
And Jesus.
No. First of all, my ears might be full of hair, but my brain is full of prejudice.
Oh, whatever. It goes through your ears and goes in your brain, and through that fucking filter, it's prejudice. Nigga.
Judgmental prejudice.
Yeah, just a biased opinion on everything that he listens to.
That's right.
It's a filter, bro. It goes through and goes into the recycling center that is your so-called brain.
No, I'm telling you, buddy, there are certain things. There are certain things that people may tell me. A lot of times it comes from Jose that goes in one ear, bounces around my skull, makes no physical contact with my brain.
I love this. Keep it full circle.
So there's no actual acknowledgement of anything.
Now, Jose, it's your turn to touch shit on Josh.
Floats right out the other ear.
Oh, fuck you.
It's being racist time.
Yeah, right.
Call him some kind of cheap ass Armenian or talk about his body hair or something.
I mean, really, you can't really say anything that hasn't been said before. These hallways have already been tread by many a people.
Yeah, because we've already
including myself.
Yeah.
Because we've already said how his eyebrows connects to his hairline. We've already mentioned that.
Well, or how my mustache might connect to my nose hair.
Yeah.
How that bleeds into each other.
Yeah. I was wearing a hat the other day, and people cannot tell where the hat stopped and my hair began.
I don't know if you have a sweater on or you're shirtless.
Yeah.
Are you wearing a ski mask?
Exactly. You know what sucks? Here's what fucking sucks, is that I have to get laser surgery for this fucking hair on my cheek, because that shit is creeping up on my fucking eyeballs.
Well, that's what's fucked up. What's fucked up is that your hairline connects to the ends of your eyebrows, and your eyebrows connect in the middle, and then you have hair that runs down from the middle of your eyebrows down to the tip of your nose.
That should be
and then
from the tip of your
nose, and then from the tip of your nose to your mustache, and then around to your goatee to your beard, and all the way up to your head. So the fucking hair on your head is connected to every single hair on the fucking on your face.
To be fair, the hair from my head, you can pretty much trace a hair path all the way fucking down to my foot.
You do.
I put money on that.
And it sucks. And you know what? Be glad that you folks don't.
So that
have
means
that
you got ball hair on your face.
No. That is not what that means. And you aren't just.
In turn, you got ball hair
first of all,
on your face.
First of all, you, my good sir.
It's the same strand, bro.
Are upset that you cannot grow as luscious and full a goatee as I or even Ruben can.
I don't care because it's butt hair on your fucking face.
Even for a Mexican fellow who might only be able to grow the wispy mustache, he can grow a damn fine goatee. But and I salute him for going out on a daily basis with that goatee, wearing it proudly.
With facial hair.
You, sir, deserve a medal!
Of facial hair, not butt hair on your face.
By the way...
pissed off that his curly locks are exactly the same curly locks that are below his fucking belt line.
No,
they
sir.
They look exactly the
when
same.
You shave when you shave your balls and shave your beard...
With less
there's
shampoo.
Nothing different going down the drain. It's all the same.
You, sir, are incorrect. Because you would not make that statement unless you have theoretically seen me in the shower, which you have not. Because both hairs are completely different in the fibrous, fucking.
Josh? What?
Like, okay, check it out. The hair on my chin could not hold up a motherfucking could not hold up a fucking bridge. Hair on my balls totally hold up a bridge, no problem. See, there's like fucking. Like I forget the phrase, but it's like some sort of strength, whatever. Point being is this, sir, is that I've been getting compliments on my full, luscious goatee with its nice, shiny hair that I put conditioner
in. I like it. I'm not talking
you
shit on it.
You wish you could have one.
I'm just saying that it all could...
Woo! Let's start this fucking show!
Treehouse Chronicles.
Woo!
We did that kind of late. We just kind of started going. Yes, whatever. I'm starting this bitch late. No intro song. But usually when we have an intro song, Needy Evie plays it.
Yes.
Check him out on the fucking Facebook.
We'll play it at the end.
Yeah. We'll bring him back around and give him some props at the end. Whatever.
At the end. It's a never been done world premiere, man.
Yeah.
We'll do it at the end.
Fuck it. We're going live! So, point being is this. I'm fucking walking. That's Jose.
Because this is the New Year's episode.
Yeah.
Right.
We're experimenting with
2013,
things.
Bitches.
Oh, by the way, we didn't mention this. We didn't
We're not dead.
Yeah, we didn't die.
Good job, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We did die, and we're recording from the other side.
It's hell on earth. We just have no idea.
Mayans are stupid. They fucking...
Mayans are not stupid. You're stupid.
Okay, well, okay. You know what? Hold on. Wait, I take that back. Mayans did not say that it was the end of the world. People who freaked out because there was no more Mayan calendar said there was the end of the world. So those people are stupid.
I just think the Mayans got lazy and were like, you know what? This number thing is
They're all, fuck it, we made this thing too small.
The motherfuckers that find out that we were just stupid and we didn't want to finish it... are stupid enough to just want to die, and they're willing for it. They're like, they're ready. They're ready for the apocalypse because we don't want to do the rest of this math problem.
I really just think the Mayans were like, you know what? We're not going to make it past 2013, so fuck it. We'll just stop here.
We'll be way dead by then.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The people who are making it, like, you know what? Fuck the people after 2013 because fuck that. We're not making this calendar any bigger. We can't fit any more animals or shapes on this fucking calendar. We are done.
Because we've seen Back to the Future 3, and we know they're all going to be spoiled assholes.
Right? They're going to have their fucking...
It's your kids, Marty!
They're going to have their fucking door panels that open with a thumbprint, and they say, welcome home, Jennifer.
The man of the house, the king of the castle.
Yeah. Hello. Oh, dude, that fucking son of a bitch. I love Back to the Future. I'm pissed that it wasn't a Christmas movie and I can't watch it during Christmas.
Yeah, there's a new Raising Hope
episode. Might as well have been a Christmas movie. It was that great. It was that feel good. It was that feel good.
We get it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You don't have to yell at us.
Yeah, don't need to yell.
It was that feel good.
You do it as a clown.
It was that feel good.
Like,
whoa!
Yeah. Like, well, now you're doing Ric Flair now? Do the ooh yeah as the clown.
Ooh yeah!
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim!
Dude.
Holy shit, that is fantastic. No, wait a minute. Do the Bret Hart. Do fucking best there is, best there was, best there ever will be as the clown.
I'm the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
Just say it in the clown voice.
You gotta say it. Just say it.
Yeah.
I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be in the clown voice.
I'm the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
There it is.
Yeah,
see?
Oh, you can't do it.
Even though he doesn't know. Even though he doesn't know Bret Hart, he knows Bret Hart.
Yeah, exactly.
He did it.
Exactly. Oh, man, what other shit? Oh. Do some DX. Do some DX.
I don't know.
We might have run his course now. He's tired. Look at him.
No, I'm thinking. I don't know, DX.
Sing me some motherfucking. Sing me some Ozzy Osbourne as the clown.
No.
No, come on. Sing me some Bark at the Moon.
The clown doesn't sing, you fuck. The clown doesn't sing.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play.
Well, you can't be all like, you can't be like, I got no kick from champagne.
No.
Yeah, alcohol doesn't thrill me at all.
You sound deaf.
Whatever. Don't tell me.
It doesn't sound like this
because I can't make my voice go that high.
You can't.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
If you believe
in fairies
and unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah.
That's good.
This is too good.
See, like, this isn't even. We're just talking about Jose's fucking ability to do a clown voice and making him say silly things, which is as good an episode as we'll ever get.
Just close your eyes
and pretend you're on the beach and not getting sodomized. That's awful. Like, what if there really is? Like that's some John Wayne Gacy shit, man.
I'm going to fuck you.
And you're going to take it.
And then I'm going to chop you up into little pieces.
And feed you the little piggly wigglies. How say you? Like, that, like, they always ask, like, the creepy people always ask, like, what your opinion is, and they don't give a fuck. They know they're going to kill you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your fucking opinion is. Like, you don't want to get chopped up and fed to pigs too bad.
It doesn't matter what your opinion is, because you're not going to fuck my shit up.
Right? Yeah. You're not going to ruin this perfect streak at all.
This is my wedding day.
I'm eating these children,
and there's nothing you can do to stop me. You fuck.
You fuck.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot me in the face if you must, but I already have a belly full of baby meat.
Of babies.
Right. God. See, and what's funny is that Blooma doesn't even like clowns.
I hate them.
He hates clowns, and it's almost like making this worse for him because now he just has to hear a bunch of evil clown shit coming. It's all bad. Like there's nothing he can do about it because now we're just talking about a clown raping people and making them think they're on the beach.
Like, so, do you have my money?
Yeah.
Bitch, I told you to have my money.
I'm sorry, Wiggles. I don't have your money. I didn't make as much money
as Cockles time. The Clown, you son of a bitch.
Well, look, I'm sorry. It's just you sent over one of your goons. His name was Wiggles. Cockles, I apologize. Look, point is...
Well, it's Wiggles and Cockles and get it right.
Well, Wiggles, Cockles, and Associates. No, the point I'm trying to make, sir, is that I don't have your money. I wasn't that busy. I didn't sell as many rubber noses as you wanted to at the Clown Emporium. It's just not – it hasn't been that busy. I'm sorry. Party clowns are down since the whole Wayne Gacy thing.
Yeah, they're not as big sellers as they used to be.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Clown shoes are now actually a butt of a joke. You call somebody who is just not funny but they're put there anyways for the three people that think they're funny.
They're clown shoes.
They're clown shoes.
Clown shoes.
Well, that's not fair.
Don't you make fun of my kicks or I'll stab you in the fucking throat. Like, I need to practice on that more so I can get that right.
All you do is you get louder and you think it's better.
Sometimes it is.
It's like...
Sometimes.
In the rules of sex, louder is always better.
You're not hitting the notes, but you're just screaming it louder.
The louder you slap, the better it is. The louder the bull slap, the more you get from it.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're... It doesn't matter if it's... If nothing's going on.
I don't give a fuck because I'm getting mine in the end.
He's getting his rocks off.
Yeah, that's right. I can care less. This is 1950s.
He's getting his empty ass rise hollow rocks.
That's right. Right? Like, it's almost insulting at that point. I'm like, I'm not even going to work on you. I'm just going
to. Stupid son of a bitch, hurry up and light that joint.
I love that shit. Can I tell you how funny my life is, guys?
Yeah, tell me, buddy.
Can I give you guys a clue to it?
Let me in on your insanity that you guys is life.
You guys gotten fucking missed calls before, right?
Yeah, of course.
You answer them and it's usually like, oh, you know, my dude. Bad, you know. Well, have you ever not answered them and then heard the funniest voicemail ever?
I have not, actually.
Message. Linda, it's Marguerite. Any hour. Convenient.
Get me a box of Kotex.
That's a good
kind. Okay. Okay.
One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. Repeat it for the.
All I have to say about this is that my life can't be any funnier than the shit that happens to me, and. I get a missed call, I don't answer it, because usually when you answer it, it's fucking, oh, you know, thanks, never mind.
First skipped message.
But then...
Linda, it's Marguerite. Any hour, if you think, if it's convenient, get me a box of Kotex. Not the big kind. Any hour, okay.
And she laughed a little bit at the end. She laughed a little bit at the end. She
laughed. Well, it's always got to be a little unfulfilling when you can't go to the store to get your own pussy plug.
She laughed a little bit at the end.
So can we finish
this
story?
That's so funny.
Can we start this story or figure out this story? Like, what happened? You know what I mean? The Jody or whoever didn't Linda did not get the message.
No, of course she didn't. And now this poor old woman is either bleeding all over the place or she just has an issue with secretions.
She is bleeding all over the place, and it sucks.
The fucked up thing is that she sounded like an older woman. So it's like...
Dude, she sounded at least like 65.
Do they still have periods at that age? I'm not sure.
I thought women went through menopause like around like 50.
So right after menopause, they stop having periods?
Yeah, like the plumbing just stops working down there.
Is it possible that...
It just all dries up.
Is it possible that there's other stuff that they could use those Kotex for? Is there any other, like, thing that's coming out of there?
They could shove it up their assholes.
But no.
They could definitely do that.
Like, what else could a Kotex be used for?
And that's what Cockles the Clown says.
Cockles the Clown approved. Like, I figure that clown voice can just be Cockle the Clown's, like, retarded deaf cousin who Cockles just has to hang out with because Cockles is mommy clown, and Cockles is aunt clown, you know. Wiggles is retarded brother. Or, you know, Wiggles the retarded clown. You know, they have to hang out because...
And I'll be Cockle the Clown and you'll be Asses.
Asses the Clown?
Asses the Clown.
What could Blueben be? What kind of sort of clown? What would he be?
I don't know.
Do we even have any New Year's resolutions? Do we even have any?
I truly
beg your pardon, excuse me. Clown voice. Do you think that really, like, what his brain did was like he started talking, his brain's like, excuse me, clown voice coming through. And then just the clown voice pops out. Which I don't get me wrong, clown voice fantastic, but sometimes I wonder how he just creeps out so seamlessly and he can weave in and out of conversations.
The clown voice?
Yeah.
He's all-knowing, all-seeing, all-doing.
He's
omnipotent.
Yeah, Cockles knows all, Cockles sees all.
Mm-hmm. I am all and ever-knowing.
Oh, man.
I see everything you do.
I watch you when you sleep.
I know the smell of your perfume.
And your farts. Because I'm there all the time.
I know your musk.
Your musk.
I feed off of it, you see. So now it is time for me to smell you one last time. Like, that's just some weird
that's
shit.
That's so creepy. It got really creepy right then.
Yeah.
Right then it got really creepy.
Yeah. Before I throw myself off this building. For you see, this is how I sound. Not as high-pitched as you think. But the lift still exists.
I want my breath to be so close to your skin that it becomes moistened.
The only way I can quench my eternal thirst is by drinking your blood.
By biting your vagina.
Unless you're on your period.
Because then I would bite just one of your breasts. Because more than likely you would be swaying around by the time you felt the bite of the first one.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, why do you have to explain, like all of it?
What the fuck? You sick bastard.
Because it's graphic and gross and disgusting.
If you hear a...
Then that's because I'm Cockles
the cloud. So you might as well just say, if you ever hear a just know that those are my clown shoes creeping up behind you, and I'm going to stab you in the kidney.
This motherfucker not sound like Bill Cosby right now to anybody else.
At the end there, it did. The kidney.
Kidney.
I'm going to stab you in the kidney and eat some jello pudding.
The pudding pops and the combo.
I'm going to stab you in the kidney with the pudding pop and take your picture on some Polaroid or Kodak film.
Like,
why is it that Bill Cosby's face that he makes when he just makes that stupid fucking rolling in his eyes and a face could be somebody's fucking cum face? Like, yeah, somewhere in the world, somebody comes like Bill Cosby. He's like, oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah.
It's more like a.
And just rolls his eyes up and has his hand do like a weird little like cripple thing and he's just,
legit like the pudding.
Well, maybe at one time, like, someone's told him that, like, some chick is like, you sound like Bill Cosby when you come. And then, at that point, he's just been like, pudding pops. And, you know, I'm going to stab you with my pudding pop and take pictures with Kodak film.
No.
And order a Domino's pizza.
Does Kodak exist anymore?
No, they actually, wait, yes. Yes, they do. Polaroid went out of business, though.
Oh, okay. All right. They were, like, an affiliation.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Fucking Bill Cosby, huh? That changed dramatically. Like, it was fast.
You know, you want to know what? You want to know? That escalated quickly. I got to say, though, on a quick side note, I don't disagree with Bill Cosby telling young kids to pull up their pants and quit acting like jackasses. I don't disagree. You know, I mean, really, we hated on kids before, and I'm going to do a little bit of it now. I mean, like, come on, man. Fucking Bill Cosby tells you, pull up your fucking pants and act like a man. You damn well pull up your pants and act like a man. Because them Cosby sweaters, they're not made out of wool. They're made out of the souls of people who don't listen to Bill fucking Cosby. That's where those things come from.
It looks like I gotta make you a sweater.
Oh, really, Bill? You're gonna make me a sweater, you cocksucker? You are going to be a sweater for me. Like, suddenly his voice changes and he's not happy anymore. He's just monotone and me, like, just evil at that point. And then he pulls their soul out and knits them with ethereal knitting wear into some sort of fashionable sweater to open to wear in the intro for his TV show.
Pass that fucking joint, you asshole.
Thank you. Thank you, Cockles the Clown. I appreciate that.
I don't know. Fuck this guy. He's a dick.
So you were talking about, before we started getting on the Bill Cosby thing, what the fuck's your New Year's resolution?
Who?
Jose.
Mine is...
to figure out who Cockles is. First.
I really want...
Figure out where Cockles comes from, really.
His origin.
From my cock. I want...
I know the story.
Please, let's not delve into it. Just what is your resolution, sir? What do you want to stop doing?
I would like
or
to
start doing.
Yeah,
or
start doing.
I would like to stop smoking cigarettes and start getting like super buff and yoked out.
You don't have the right frame to get super buff and yoked out. You can get toned and you can get about as buff as you can get, but you won't be all fucking Lex Luger status. You'll be like 1-2-3 kid status. And it's not because I don't like you. It's really because you don't have the right frame. Like, I have a frame to be a football player. I do. Big, broad chest, huge fucking shoulders. If I really wanted to, I can get fucking massive. However, I don't play football. I have nothing to do with football. I don't play football. I don't know how football works. I don't follow it. I think it's fucking alien to me. You know? So, it's almost like I'm wasting this. You could be a good jockey. For a fucking
jockey,
race. You could
really?
Be racehorse jockey.
He calls you a jockey.
You want to know why?
You know what this is? This is complimenting you at the same time as fucking just dissing you to shit.
Backhanded compliment.
It's a backhanded compliment. Exactly. It's some kind of weird psychological technique. That
or a shortstop. Let me tell you, son. You could either be a good racing jockey or a shortstop. Or one of those people that race in the cars that go around in
the
circles.
You know what you'd be good at? Holding a sign on a street corner, man. Yeah. You got the best sign holding skills I've ever seen.
You got that sign holding physique, man. I can see it from here.
Your body says, by Cash for Gold right here in this corner.
Or you're wearing a crow outfit trying to get people to go in and get insurance. That guy's by my job.
Oh, yeah, over First or Secret.
No, fuck no. He's over off of like Blackstone and McKinley. He's right there by that gas station. Then there's someone with the Cash for Gold sign, and they're always talking, but I always think they're like dealing meth to each other.
That's awesome.
Because I always see him doing that fucking, that awesome ass fucking, hey man, thanks for the drugs handshake. You know? Like, we can all identify, like, when drugs have been given and the party is going to be separating their ways, but they really can't go their separate ways all that far because they got to stand on the same fucking street corner. So it's, like, really hard to not make it look suspicious.
Hell's sake, this is the part where you start talking shit on this guy for calling you a loser.
Oh, I didn't
even call him a loser. What are you talking about?
I didn't hear any of that.
I was talking shit on the Cash for Gold guy.
Yeah, so Jose's going to be as a prime fucking, he can, you know, be the manager of those guys.
No, not at all. You know how much horse jockeys make, dude? Like, if their horse wins.
Still going, you see what I'm saying?
I'm trying to make it okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to make it okay.
He's calling you clown cheese, bro.
Don't you instigate. You calm down over there.
I'm watching it all happen in slow motion. What are you talking about? All
right, whatever. Jose either wants to quit smoking or fucking get buff. Or as buff as he possibly can.
So he can whoop Josh's ass.
Will never happen. Me and Jose have that relationship where it's like father and son, to where, like, no matter what, the son will never be able to overtake the father.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not even making this shit up, bro. I can't instigate anything.
You are sorely misconstrued and mistaken if you think there's a father-son thing going on here. Because what it is a brother-sister, and you're my little sister, okay?
First of all, you are incorrect, sir.
That's what it is.
Well, you are incorrect in that assumption.
What it is, buddy.
How much really did I do to start all this?
Not a whole lot, really.
Not a whole lot at all. This shit has been brutal.
Not even that. It's just really easy for me and Jose to just turn into fuck you, Josh, fuck you, Jose.
You ever see that movie, The Other Sister? You're the other sister, dog.
No, did not ever see that.
It's easy to instigate something when you tell someone, I'm like your father.
Yeah.
And you're like my son.
Well, the route I was going with that is basically he will never be able to beat me. But really, it's all in perfect satire.
But what if his New Year's resolution comes through and he gets all buff?
It won't matter.
That even his buffness will not account, and he won't be able to.
I can take Josh.
I just stab him with a thing of glass.
Jose has stories of knocking three people out,
and then having his hand swollen for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I headbutted a guy.
That's what happens after you knock three motherfuckers out.
We need a celebrity boxing.
We do. We need to get some gloves and like headgear and just beat the fuck out of each other, just for once and for all, to see who can win.
But you need to shave because you have cushion behind that fucking mat of hair that you have growing on your face.
Can I wear the beanie under the headgear, or do I have to wear it over the headgear?
Over the headgear.
Son of a bitch. Under the headgear. But then Jose has to be able to wear like a hoodie. Hoodie hood up, because
I'm gonna
then
put money on fucking on the Mexican over here.
You're gonna put money on
Mexicans
him?
are born and bred boxers, man, and I think he's gonna knock your big lanky goofy no coordinated
Josh
ass out.
Understand.
You have no coordination, man.
Doesn't
you can't
matter.
Dance. You can't
Josh doesn't
walk
understand.
On a pole. You can't.
I am
do
a trained boxer, man.
Is physically
I am a trained boxer,
demanding.
And that's what I have scars here, here, and here.
Those are from people penis whipping you in the face.
Oh, no.
He's saying, if you're
that may
hit me,
sound
don't
clever
hit me
now.
Yeah.
That may sound clever now, but it certainly does not sound clever when you are picking up your teeth.
So the New Year's
and picking up your
boxing match between Jose and Josh.
It's gonna happen.
From
happen.
Hot jalapeno Jose.
To down and dirty Josh.
To dirty Harry. Jewy Armini.
See, it didn't even go that far.
Sheenie Magic? Josh!
What's going to be really funny is that when I just step on your chest and when you're down, and I'll just like start. Like,
with your giant Sasquatch foot that
moves. So what are we doing? Are we doing like UFC or like boxing, legitimate boxing?
See, that'd be the thing, because if it was boxing, I'd get you no problem. Mm. I think if it was mixed martial arts, and you basically had the fair shot to just run at me with your retard brute strength, then you might be able to do something.
If you got to do a bear hug?
You might be able to do something if I didn't catch you before with like straight one down the middle.
Yeah.
See. If I catch you with one down the middle, it's over for you.
See, I've got it.
But if I miss, dude,
and that's what I'm putting.
And
money
you got
on.
Me.
You're putting money
I'm
on
done.
Him
putting,
nailing that
I'm,
shot.
I'm putting money on your.
I have no bullshit with that.
Ass.
No bullshit with that.
You're only yeah. coordinated.
You're a big guy.
So
you're way
him.
Bigger than I am. And if I miss that shot, it's probably over then. You're straight up. You know
yeah, so
mean?
In other words, you're saying you have to hit that tiny air duct on the Death Star in order to blow it up. If you do not, you are fucked, is what you are saying.
Well,
you got to aim for that air vent.
But the hole is like a gaping fucking porn star hole.
No, it's not that big. It's not like peeing your butthole big.
It's gaping.
See, then the
you're
thing
not
is,
that coordinated
see,
to block that.
It doesn't
much.
Matter. It doesn't matter how.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's Tyson punch out.
Yeah,
he's got to learn the pattern.
He's fucking Mike.
He might
and
be Mike,
you're, and you're.
Well,
you're
I'm not King
Mike
Hippo.
Tyson.
I'm not King Hippo.
No, you can be Mike Tyson and still lose.
Oh yeah,
because that whole video game was beating Mike Tyson, and when you beat him, Mike was way better than Mike Tyson. So
again, but you see, here's the thing: that he has to hope doesn't happen is if I can just swat that first punch out of the way with all my strength and basically turn him around.
And rape him?
And basically in a figurative sense, fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he's pretty much done.
In a literal sense, you dirty
bastard. Because all I got to do is just basically grab his arms out of the way and trip him and fucking throw him to the ground, and that's it. Raping is done.
That's
no,
raping.
Dude, you don't understand.
Raping.
There's a little thing called momentum. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
I'm going to kill you.
Nah, ain't going to happen. Because I'll just – basically what's
going
to happen is I'll just fucking wait
it's
you out.
It's going down. It's on.
I'll wait till your skinny ass is done, and then I'll just fucking like unload on you.
Skinny ass? What?
Dude, I'll give you a fucking example. Here is a baseline, although it has not been updated in many a year. I went to a bar with this guy, and there was a fucking crazy skinhead redneck in the bar going like, I will buy anybody a drink if they can beat me in an arm wrestling match. This little guy couldn't beat him. I beat his ass, and I got my shot of Jack.
You'd be surprised.
But I'm just saying, there is an example right there. Hasn't been updated.
I'm like motherfucking TNT.
You know what
that says? I'm dynamite. All right, right over here.
His best fucking I can do it story has nothing to do with fighting.
Who, Jose's?
Yours.
Oh, mine?
You ever been punched in the face?
Oh, yeah.
Ever?
Oh, yeah.
By
it sucks.
A grown man?
Yeah, it sucks. Sucks balls. But you got to work through it. Got to work through it and just fucking go. Just be like, fuck, just got punched in the face. Time to retaliate. That's what it is. You can't let emotions and anger fuel your fighting because that's when it gets clouded. It gets clouded and you fucking slip. You mess up because you're not judging yourself. You're not fucking judging the fight. You just fuck that guy, and you get careless. Can't do that.
Mm.
Got to be contained. So I'm not gonna masturbate for like 3 weeks before I fight Jose.
You're gonna have your chi all centered.
Oh, it's gonna be fucking super centered. And then when I'm done beating his ass, it's gonna be all over the top of his head.
Oh yeah. I can't wait for this boxing.
Oh, I will box you. Like, with, like, ready. Like, I'll have it in a cup. I won't even work one out. I'll just pour it on you.
You're going to sperm in a cup and you're going to throw it on you after he beats you up. That's what he's saying.
Now you're instigating.
Will never happen.
Not in this year, but perhaps next year.
We got weeks.
Yeah, we got this. Now you got to do the fucking na 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 na.
You got a montage.
I'm fucking Drago. You're Rocky.
Oh, that's the bad thing.
I am Rocky. You're Drag.
That's what he
balls.
Just said.
That's what I just said.
Okay,
you just added balls to
and
it.
And I would kill you.
No.
Rocky
in the
wins.
End, I will kill you. Yes.
I will break you.
No, but you will not because I am made of iron.
I'm made
of iron. He is made of iron.
That's you
do. Yeah, man. You understand?
I'm not going to do that, damn man. I got to be in the corner.
I'm
just going to
I'm fucking, like, conditioned and fucking, like...
You just called him Rocky and you lost.
Nah, see, because I'm going to succeed where Dolph Lundgren failed.
You just called him Rocky, though, man. That's hard to fucking come back from.
Didn't he lose in the first fucking movie anyways?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he lost
a couple times.
He lost against Apollo Creed, but since I'm not black, I can't say I'm Apollo Creed.
Nobody
so
what? You don't have to be black to be Apollo Creed.
Yeah, I do.
He sounds like a fucking spaceman anyways. He could be an astronaut. Who knows?
Sylvester Stallone or the fighter? You've confused me.
The character. I'm talking about Apollo Creed himself.
Oh, Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed. He died. Yeah. He got killed in right in front of James Brown. Yeah. It was horrible.
Fucking.
Living in America.
This episode has gone nowhere and everywhere at the same time.
That's awesome. I love,
I love this. Yeah.
This boxing match is going to be great and epic. I can't wait. This
next
year.
Oh, yeah.
This next year is awesome. My New Year's resolution.
1 year and counting, ladies and gentlemen.
My New Year's resolution.
I will knock out Joshua Dudson with within 5 punches or less.
Wow.
My New Year's resolution is to win a lot of money.
You don't understand,
fight.
Dude. I'm savage.
Yeah.
I'm savage. I knocked out three.
I got a thick skull. My head can take a lot of punishment.
I don't like to toot my own horn, but I'm going to toot my own horn. I knocked out three motherfucking dudes.
Yeah. Now, again.
Back to back. They lined up like motherfuckers. The fourth guy didn't want none. The fourth guy backed up because he was picking up his friend. That was asking, what happened? What happened? What happened? Nigga.
What's going on?
What happened?
Oh yeah, no, dude. See, that's you might talk a nice game, however, and you might have punched three people in the face. Point being is that those three people.
You got nothing.
Oh, you got.
I want you.
Oh.
I want you.
Oh, you'll get it. You will get it and then some, my friend. And then you'll be, at the end of it, you'll be like, fuck, that probably shouldn't have happened. I should not have agreed to this.
Like fucking a fat girl?
No. Oh, wow. Jose knows a lot about that. No. Point I'm trying to make is that not going to work. His speed and his finesse will not work against just severe brute strength and just catching. If I can just catch him and throw him off balance, that's it. That is completely it.
I agree.
Because
if it turns into a ground match, what am I going to do?
Because in my head,
squirrely.
I know he is squirrely, but I can get away from squirrely. Squirrely is not something I have an issue with.
But I don't think your speed and coordination can match with his squirrely.
If I can land two punches on him, that's it.
If. That's a big if.
No, it's a 60%
if. You call five punches. You're calling two.
I'm calling two.
Yeah, like good five. Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'm
like
calling
five
two.
Punches. Like, nah, like five.
I think with if
no,
I,
you said you need five up. Punches. He said he needs two.
Straight up.
Yeah,
I got Hart, nigga. I got Hart.
Hey, well, you know what? Hey, let me ask you a question. What the fuck did Hart ever do in Captain Planet? Not a damn thing. He just said Hart, and that was it.
Hey, Captain Planet was never around without Hart.
Hart.
Yeah. Hart, that's he had a fucking monkey.
He wasn't around.
That's all he had. He had a monkey and a heart.
He had a monkey.
He had a monkey with a ring that had a heart on it. That's
you
not
wish
gangster.
You had a monkey.
No.
You want a monkey.
No, I want the monkey.
You want the monkey.
Name him Apu. Have him steal bread and trinkets. Now, however, I'm just saying, if I can land.
This is going to be a great year. 2013. Epic. Epic year.
All right. And then left. That boom.
Where's it going to happen? Josh's.
No, no, not my house.
It's got to be somewhere.
We could do it in here. However,
we got to pick a venue though. We have to figure all that out.
Yeah, and it would need to be some sort of sanctioning, like a sanctioning party.
It's gonna be a party. Yeah, it's gonna be a full on. We're getting drunk and watching these two guys have a fight.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
And you know what we'll do? We'll only do two rounds.
Yeah.
And we'll go vote on both of those rounds if it comes down to it or the knockout.
There we go.
So if you guys are calling 1, 2, 5 shots, you're definitely going to go throw those in the amount of 2 rounds.
Yeah, I would say
so. 2 2-minute rounds.
I would say so.
Can you guys do 2 2-minute rounds?
2 2-minute rounds?
Two-minute rounds.
Yeah, that's
four minutes.
A normal round is 3 minutes, man.
Yeah.
Huh?
A normal round is 3 minutes.
Yeah, but we're not normal fighters. Yeah. It's Josh and Walker.
I've boxed before. I've boxed in a ring.
I mean, Jose.
I've boxed in a ring straight up fucking...
Details coming later.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll work that out. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's in motion.
Yeah. I've never played football with pads on, but I'll tell you, I'll fucking light some motherfuckers up in this room.
Yeah, I play some fucking flag football. Boop, boop, boop. You know.
You know what I mean? I'll give a couple. Let me throw you guys a wild card here. I'll beat both of your motherfucking asses up. How about that?
Wow. Shit. Fuck no.
How about I got the strength to match with him, and I got the speed to match with you. What's up with that? Guys got real quiet in this motherfucker.
I was actually reading an email right now.
I said no.
See, Jose is doubting you.
You're doubting yourself, Lee.
I'm not doubting myself at all. You're the one that said five. I said two. That doesn't sound like doubt to me at all.
I think that you rely too much on your fat.
That's nothing to do with that.
You're fat.
Yes. You can say that all you like, but really, though, when it comes down to it, the more mass you have fucking behind your fist, the better nothing. It is. No. It's just going to hurt more.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
What do you miss on that stupid quick punch that you misjudge? I will be coming at you with a fucking heavy right that will knock you on your ass. No. And there will be no, hold on, back up, let him get up. I will beat the crap out of your ear.
No. No.
I will rape your ear with my fist.
My ear.
I will fist fuck your ear until it is big. Like big, like cauliflower. Fucking, you will never be able to hear out of it again.
I beg
to. You have to use special Q-tips to clean it.
I beg to differ, asshole.
Yeah. Say that all you like. Fuck, I'll see you waste 25 punches on trying to knock my ass out, and then I'll hit you with two good ones, and you'll go down and be like, well, fuck this. You'll be like, never mind. You win. Ruben lost money. Sorry, that, Ruben.
That will never happen.
Be as cocky as you like, Jose. Be as cocky as you like.
He's cockles, bro.
Yeah, I know. I know.
He has to be cocky.
Yeah, because he loves it so much. Every essence of the word cocky, he likes it. Doesn't matter how you spell it, how you pronounce it, what letters you leave out, he loves it.
Cock.
Cockles.
See? Cockles, cocky, cock. All loves it. He's a trio of pleasure for him.
Cock.
See? Look at that. Anyway, Ruben, you got any fucking resolutions besides betting on our fight?
It's all junk.
Like, any like, serious, like, good shit?
Good shit? To fucking be a better me. How about that?
That work? Work on you?
Just be a better me in general. Keep smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just started again, so fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who judges somebody who smokes cigarettes, that's gay. So
yeah, fuck that truth campaign.
I've never judged.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Really?
We installed an exhaust fan in the treehouse.
I know. I just didn't enjoy a fucking, 3x3 room with fucking two cigarettes going at the same time. And I
it's
can't
actually it it's actually 4.5x4.5.
Well, whatever. We
more like 4.5x6.
We don't smoke in this studio, and I don't have to deal with it, and I haven't since. So you can I still wouldn't want to smoke in here if we could. Well, so suck on that.
Never.
But I smoke cigarettes now.
Yeah, I know.
So you want to fight about it?
Not really. I really just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, see, he's going to lose to Jose anyways.
So. Nah, whatever. You wait and see.
My resolution is to fucking keep this show going and be funnier every time. How about that?
Yeah, or more violent, whichever comes first.
This fight is going to be epic. Hey, we're going to have to go video once this fight goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. There will definitely be a fight.
Next week we'll have Dana White.
Fuck, I'll get Mills Lane in this motherfucker.
It's already a good matchup. Mills Lane. All the shit I was talking
Judge
about.
Mills Lane.
Yeah, right.
That's why it's already anticipated greatly after this episode is aired. It's already fucking ready to
go. It's going
to
be good.
We're excited. May, right?
Bang. Yeah.
It's happening in May.
Sounds good. Oh, man. See, you might do the Rocky. I do the more so the fucking.
You're the best. Around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Like I think that for me, fucking.
You're the best. Yeah.
Someone asked me what my New Year's resolution was.
What'd you tell?
It was actually to be less violent.
Awesome song.
But I can already tell that's just going to be fucked up.
That's not going to work.
It's definitely not going to work.
If you got a fucking match, highly anticipated match coming up.
Yeah, I guess Jose.
You guys are going to look so awkward and hilarious. It's going to be
funny.
Knocking
out Josh!
Yeah.
Josh is going to be coming charging at him like, raw, retarded, and fucking not ready to ride. And Jose's going to be backing up trying to throw these little jackrabbit jabs while Josh breaks one, and Jose's already thrown 10, and fucking Josh swings and misses, and then Jose hits him with the one, and Josh is like, shit! And then he fucking charges him again. It's going to be hilarious. I can see it already. That's fucking 20 seconds of the match. It's going to be too many rounds.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be hilarious.
You guys
are going to be exhausted. Fucking people are going to be screaming.
Wait a minute.
Some water.
Hold on.
Breathe.
Can we use headbutts?
No, it's
you
boxing.
Can use headbutts
what are you
in
doing?
Any kind of fighting.
Yeah, that's cheating.
No, it's not.
See what I'm talking about? Dirty.
Why can't?
This is going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
See? I'm used to regulation professional regulation fighting, son.
You sound like a spoiled bitch when you say that.
I will be
because
I'm not used to skating in the fucking skate park or in the parking lot. Okay, I skate in a skate park or I build my own ramp.
Well, I don't want to get corned in my feet.
I'm the only one that can keep the peace between you, so I will be the special guest referee, celebrity, if we want to call it that.
Yeah.
Celebrity guest referee is me, like Mick Foley.
Yes,
bitch, I'm a rapper.
Yeah,
suck on these.
Can Bob be the judge? Bob, have you witnessed a few?
Scorecard. Yeah, scorecard in both of the matches. Bob is scorecard in both of the matches.
Yeah,
and I'll be the ref.
Sounds good.
And it ain't making it to the cards.
What's that?
It ain't making it to the cards.
No,
it's gonna be a knockout. He's calling it. All right, the judge has an opinion. I don't know if that's all right.
That's fine. He can have pre-predictions. They all do. They all have the preconceived notions.
That's awesome. Look at him. Yeah. He's fucking charging up like a Super Saiyan.
Right. Like he's just all...
Right? Bro!
Oh, it's so
he's
funny.
He's all Vegeta!
Pretty much.
Kakarot.
I'm a Saiyan prince. And like... Only a small segment of our already small audience is going to get or appreciate any of that.
I'm glad, though, because if we're going to take the time to make the reference, we would hope somebody gets that motherfucker out there.
Right? If you guys don't get that reference, we're either fucking up or you're fucking up. But more so, you're probably fucking up. You guys are fucking up.
So if you don't know Kakarot, then you're stupid.
Yeah. All right. I'm fucking... Plum stupid. Tired.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm done.
I'm plum tuckered out.
That's what you're going to look like.
I want some fucking Carl's Jr.
All purple plummed out and fuckered out, man, after I fucking...
You are all amped up about this, aren't you?
Yeah, he's ready to fire
all. Yeah. No. Like, you are, like, it's like you've been waiting for this, which is kind of creepy.
He's like, is it May yet? Is it May yet?
Yeah. No. He's going to wake up every day. Is it May yet?
We are not fighting in May.
This motherfucker's going to... Yeah, it's May.
No, it'll be way sooner than that. No, No, I'm just kidding.
If you want, I can just do it when you least expect it, if you like. I'll just tackle your ass off the court.
You got to get gloves and
headgear.
I'm just kidding.
You got
to
wear
it would be fun to do that. It would be fun to do that. Go into an actual ring.
Yeah.
Headgear.
Yeah.
Boxing gloves.
Yeah.
Fucking da 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 da. That would be actually kind of fucking badass.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Because I've done that before, and that's cool.
Yeah.
And then the winner can get their ass beat by me.
And it's safe, because...
Oh, what, you got next?
Because there's a reason...
I got winner.
There's a reason why they
I'm Mayweather, and I'm waiting on fucking one of you sorry motherfuckers to come get me.
Mayweather.
That's funny.
Smacking up bitches?
Just smacking bitches all day, in the ring and out the ring. What's up?
Man.
Smacking up bitches?
I don't give a shit about the sex. I will beat your ass.
Smacking does not discern between gender.
Can you imagine that poor lady, dude? How are you going to get smacked up by fucking
a professional boxer?
Bitch.
She's like, I dare you to hit me, bitch. You
bitch, know I'll hit you like five times. I'll hit you five times before you hit the ground, before you even realize.
And you won't bruise. And you won't bruise. That's awesome. Somebody has a quote? You got a quote?
Let me see. I did the last one. Let me think of another one here.
What was the last one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm, it was.
White.
Don't get cocky, kid.
What movie is that from?
Star Wars, you fuck.
Is it? I don't know these things. All right.
I know you didn't.
Well, you didn't even pronounce. No, now I do know. You didn't even say it right. You said all dumb, but don't get cocky. Kid, that's not even how he says it.
How does he say it?
He's all, because they're getting shot at by the fucking things. He's all, don't get cocky, kid, and then he keeps flying the fucking thing.
That actually sounded really good.
Yeah, thank you.
Who made you the king of zombies?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Thank you, appreciate it. All right, we're done. I've had enough. I'm hungry. I want to go home.
Go home then.
And I'm cock.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Shit. Why do we got to span this over two episodes? Happy New Year, people.
Happy New Year.
Don't get shot. Bye.
Ooh,
that was close.
Hey, follow Chow's Chronicles on Twitter at Chow's Chronicles. Look us up on Facebook. Same thing.
Please,
we need the likes. Also, rate us on iTunes.
Twitter.
We need to know.
Love it. Okay, we're gone now.